Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue, makers of the Yeti microphone. Blue helps musicians, podcasters, and YouTubers tell their stories and sound great doing it. Raise your voice and get special pricing at bluedesigns.com/NPR.
It's really cold outside. It was beautiful, like near, it felt like 75 or 80 in the daytime, and this evening it's freezing. So we're indoors, we're in a hotel lobby. And I'm here with
layers.
and that's Katie Presley. I'm here with Stephen Thompson and Robin Hilton, and this is our day number 12.
Three or four.
I can't keep up anymore.
Don't even know what that.
Yes. So I've been keeping track of GPS for when I take my pictures, my photographs, and it also happens to track my distance.
Oh man!
I walked 10 miles today.
Yeah. Wow! All around downtown.
Yeah.
Just backtracking over your.
Stephen keeps track because he uses Pokemon Go.
This just in.
It's in kilometers. Kilometres.
How'd you do today?
Yeah, I did pretty well. I caught a lot. I can run through everything if you'd like.
Well, you want to do the Pokemon, we'll do the music?
Sure, you just go sit right over there. And
I saw Stephen from my office window one afternoon back in D.C., gathered with a group of people outside the building, and they were all staring down at their phones, and I thought, what are they doing? And it turned out they were all playing Pokemon Go.
Mm-hmm.
I had somebody come up to me and said, Steven still play Pokemon Go?
Oh my God.
Seriously?
Yes.
I can't believe this is getting airtime.
I'll get to music and say that I felt today like I heard a lot of great music, but I didn't see a lot of great performances. There are some memorable ones I want to mention, but I think that Stephen and I were talking about this. This is about the time fatigue is starting to set in with a lot of these bands. There was one band I saw called Ferris and Sylvester.
Oh, they're good.
Which is a very good band. They were playing their ninth show when I saw them. Their ninth.
Oh, so the exhaustion's not you.
I thought you were going to say,
no,
and I meant
bands. I think you see a lot of these bands, and they're like, they're just dog tired, trying to keep their enthusiasm up, and it's really, really hard.
Although that said, my morning started off with these a band in these bright yellow jumpsuits. They're a Congolese band called Coco. Thank you.
Exclamation point.
Exclamation point. Wow.
From Kinshasa, and they were my first great show of the day.
Yeah, mine too.
Yeah. They basically play, I was like, are they playing garbage? I mean, it's basically just scarred.
Jeez, Robin, that's
well, no.
Like only happy when it rains?
Yeah. No, I mean, their instruments are old. Great. Their instruments are old plastic bottles and pots and pans and cans.
Right. They came all the way from
things
Africa.
Things that they found and they've cobbled together to make instruments out of them.
I just wanted to be there when the TSA went through their baggage.
Oh, my God.
I tried to make sense of what resembled a guitar, but it was no guitar. I don't know what it was, but it was, you know, like a stick with two cans at the end of it.
Right, and they had this one instrument that was made of a giant olive can. I mean, you know, cans.
Whoa.
Where you would put olives in,
mm-hmm.
Right, yeah.
They had plastic drink bottles lined up, but tuned, right? So they had them
tied
in the order.
String to a piece of wood.
All tied together, and they were hitting them with sticks.
But wow, were they good.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Dang.
Well, in terms of showmanship, one of the best things I saw tonight is a band from Sao Paulo, Brazil, called Bexiga 70, a nine-piece band.
Oh, man.
And I fell in love with them during the Austin 100 prep. They had a song that I just loved that had this wonderful energy to it. There's synthesizer and guitar and bass and, you know, a lot of your usual stuff. And then this horn section. And they just had this sway to them. They were all in kind of matching, you know, uniforms, and then moving in kind of all these almost synchronized dancing with this beautiful instrumental music that was just such a joy. I just sat down, you know, my dogs were barking. I sat down next to Felix Contreras from Alt Latino, and we just grinned our faces off and kind of looked at each other and beamed. That's all cool. Through their set. They were wonderful.
What's the name again?
Bexiga 70, Bexiga.
There was a band that I was not expecting to see or expecting to like when I realized I was about to see him, and that I ended up absolutely loving. Lee Baines III,
mm-hmm.
and the Glorifiers. It is good old boy rock and roll. I was raised on good old boy rock and roll. And what was so awesome about the show, I mean, first of all, if you like that kind of ZZ Top rock, I mean, they do it very well. But he frequently interrupted the show to go on a rant about how what it means to really be a good old boy. It's about working hard and treating people fair and loving one another. And, you know, he's like, people who are in power right now, they want you to think they're good old boys, but they're no good old boys.
Wow.
And, you know, and then every song was ended with, F yeah! And then they go on to another one. I absolutely loved it.
Well, Lee Baines is from Alabama.
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
As a child, he was a student of a fellow named Lonnie Holly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And Lonnie Holly and Lee Baines played down by the water, not far from here. I didn't even know there was water nearby, Waller Creek. And I say Lonnie Holly, I think of as someone who could have perhaps been in Sun Ra, or he's a kind of outsider artist.
Oh, nice.
He was known as the Sandman. He made sand sculpture. But he discovered somehow an old Casio keyboard and just started playing music. And he just starts playing these songs, singing about the water and the reflection off the water. So everything he seems to do is
just like
off the top of his head.
Yeah.
And Lee Baines is playing this guitar with him. And then Mary Lattimore, the harpist, got up and joined them on stage. It was my magic moment of the day.
I love
that. Wowie. Have any of you seen Xenia França? Speaking of fabulous Brazilian artists that put on a really good show, I saw her on the International Day Stage. And the great thing about the day stages is that they start at noon. And so you're just like rolling out of bed. And, you know, it feels like it's 7 o'clock in the morning. And then someone is like in full glitter and just like drums and is shouting at you to be happy.
And the artist again?
Xenia França. X-E-N-I-A-F-R-A-N-C with a little tail A. That's how I started my day. And I think it's always going to be a good day when I start with someone yelling at me to be happy. I spent my whole day at Cheer Up Charlie's at the She Shreds party. It was just a bonkers lineup, and it's sort of nice on a Thursday before the weekend explosion to be able to just park it at one place and know that you're going to see 11 fabulous things. I finally got to see Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, man.
Which 0% of which you can post on your website.
I don't know. Megan Thee Stallion?
So Megan Thee Stallion.
Robin, you're too young. You're time.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, I listened to a lot of Megan Thee Stallion in prepping the Austin 100, trying to come up with a song that I could put on, because she's a rapper from Houston.
Mm-hmm.
She's enormously talented. She's just undeniably mega-talented rapper. But if you were to put one of her songs, any one of her songs, in the middle of the mix and you were playing the playlist, it would be like surfing the web and all of a sudden Pornhub comes up.
I don't even think you could sample her before she gave you very explicit instructions, i.e. her body.
And who else on that was on that She Shreds?
Sasami started it off.
Yeah.
Savila from Portland, wonderful Mexican-American band. I finally got to see a full set from LaKaylee 47. Sneaks, I think, from Baltimore. She's developing really wonderfully. I think every year she's like more and more of what she is.
I like that record that came out late last year.
Yeah, I also saw Fatai, who's an Australian artist. She was a semi-finalist on Aussie Voice many years ago, and another, actually much like Alice Phoebe Liu, who I mentioned I think yesterday, another kind of started acoustic and quiet, and this year was like, I'm actually a rock star.
Nice.
So segue, Fatai had this song that was like, y'all, I've been thinking I'm going to look in the mirror and love myself at like that level of voice. And then I walked across the street to end my night with King Princess and then Lizzo, who are both very caps lock, like the mirror belongs to me. So I had I ended dancing to Lizzo. So
I have to give a quick shout out to Duran Jones and the Indications.
Yeah.
Holy moly, what a great show they do. It is classic R&B and soul. Mm. It was like listening to Curtis Mayfield at times. Great, great performance. I finally saw Calliope Musicals.
Yay!
Which
they're great.
Is easily the best show of the day that I saw today. Best show. Oh, yeah. I mean, they had giant inflated... Well, I didn't even know you could wear an inflatable costume, but there were people inside these inflated costumes, giant polar bears dancing.
They really do it up, don't they?
Yeah, it was just weird. You know what it reminded me of? And maybe you've said this before in talking of them. Sparks.
Yes.
I thought, like, if Jeff Lynne had produced an album with Sparks back in the 70s, that this is what they would have come up with.
I had a bunch from all over the world again, which is one of the reasons to come here.
Yeah.
Because many of the bands that are the guitar bands come to D.C., so I go out of my way. I saw this wonderful artist, Pipo Romero, who's from Spain, beautiful Spanish guitar player. He had a great percussionist and a violinist with him. Perfect set. And then David Keenan, who is an Irish singer.
He's great.
So all I kept thinking of was you, and I thought of your inner Glenn Hansard.
Sure. He's got some Damien Rice to his game.
Yeah. But on fire singer and performer. So I really quite loved him.
I had a band I almost put on the Austin 100, and immediately, as soon as I saw them perform, I regretted not putting them on the Austin 100. A band from the UK called Another Sky, whose singer, Catherine Vincent, is their singer.
And androgynous kind of voice.
And I don't usually use words like androgynous.
Yeah, but it is. Singers.
I really thought when I listened to the song that I was hearing a man singing in falsetto, and was very surprised by her presence, and such an interesting and commanding voice, coupled with some really, really strong songwriting at work.
There was a panel I went to where they do this thing where they play songs, you don't know who's playing it, and people rate the songs, right? And they played Another Sky, and at the end of the song, they asked the question, how many people thought this was a man singing? And 90% of the hands that went up.
Yeah. And just great songs.
Yes.
A band from my hometown of Madison, Wisconsin, Labrador, which was a joy to see them. I kind of had a string of stuff I liked, kind of just one after the other. A band from Cleveland called Mourning a Black Star.
Great band name.
MOURN.
It's got parentheses and all.
And then there's brackets around the A, and then it's B-O-K.
They're losing me.
We'll put it online.
Just a mix of so many genres smashed together at once, soul and jazz and kind of avant-garde music, coupled with just really strong point of view about social justice in America. A very powerful performance. And then a band I loved putting together, the Austin 100 Fan Club, which is kind of these really driving synth pop songs performed with great spirit.
Are they from here?
They are from Austin, Texas. Yeah.
Caught this band called Girl Skin. It's basically like the 60s folk rock band. They had one acoustic guitar, one electric guitar, one backup singer. Really, really loved all of the songwriting. It made me definitely a band like I want to go and check out what they've put out. And then, do you remember Samia? Mm-hmm. Samia, singer, she had a pretty big hit a couple years ago called Someone Tell the Boys. She's just this powerhouse voice. And there was this great moment in the show. She just never stopped jumping around and kicking and dancing, and near the end of the show, she thanked everyone for coming. She says, "Thanks, everybody. This next one's about my dead grandmother." And and everyone, it was just kind of like this record scratch. Then she bent over to pick something up off the floor of the stage, and her pants ripped up the back on her. And then she stood up and said, "My pants just ripped up the back." And then they broke into My Sharona. And she just was pogo sticking all that. It was a great version of My Sharona. It was thoroughly entertaining, and she was unflappable. Like, she just completely rolled.
Every South by Southwest, you tell a story where I think, did I accidentally do drugs? Truly, halfway through that, I was like, at this point, I am making this up. And
it was just perfect.
I waited for you all to come, especially Robin and Steven, to walk into the John Vanderslice show.
Sure.
I wanted to. The Hideout?
He did a show, show at the Hideout, which is this almost, it's a comedy club in the back of a coffee shop.
Yeah, it's like a literal hole in the wall.
But a beautiful space, one of the few places where you go to a show and you can't hear any other music while the music is playing,
And sure. I've seen several good shows here.
Really, just beautiful. And Vanderslice put a band together, played his album. You could hear every single person distinctly. The drums weren't too blasting loud. His new songs are just fantastic. I hadn't seen John in years and years, and it was so good to see
John. The new album is really good. I hope you can forgive me. It was between him and seeing Lizzo, and I had to watch the Lizzo have that experience again. She was on our showcase 2 years ago, and I remember we all talked about how, like, she'll be headlining this place within a year or two. She was headlining Stubbs this year, but I'm waiting for her to have a real band with a real horn section.
I want her to have a giant horn section behind her for sure. Yeah. She's amazing.
Well, tomorrow's Friday. You're here.
I've got one more day.
We can do it.
Before I cash out.
I got so much more I still want to see.
I got two more days, and I can't see enough. I can't wait.
That's awesome. Bring it.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye.